Hare Krishna. This is inspiration number two. One of the most important factors in our devotional service, something which really drives us on, which gives us the strength to move forward, is hope. Hope is very, very important, and Prabhupada writes about this hope. He says, because I'm trying my best to follow the routine principles of devotional service, I am sure that I will go back to Godhead, back to home. We should rest our hope on something which is real. And real at the moment is that we are disqualified to reach such a high and such a sublime goal. We have a few little and bigger problems. This is expressed in a prayer which Srila Rupa Goswami cites in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The prayer is about hopefulness. I have no love for Krishna, nor for the causes of developing love of Krishna, namely hearing and chanting, and the process of bhakti yoga, by which one is always thinking of Krishna and fixing his lotus feet in the heart, is also lacking in me. As far as philosophical knowledge or pious works are concerned, I'm also hopeless, he says, in many other things he mentions. But he ends, after being so humble and honest as to admit his disqualifications, with a great hope. Hope because Krishna is merciful. He says, therefore I must simply pray to you, Gopijana Vallabha. This is the name of Krishna. I simply wish and hope that some way or other I may be able to approach your lotus feet. And this hope is giving me pain because I think myself quite incompetent to approach the transcendental goal of life. So you can see here a very healthy mixture for bhajan, an honest estimation of one's own disqualifications. This gives one a little pain. But then a justified hope. It's justified because Krishna's main quality in regards to his devotees in this world is that Krishna is merciful.